So, have you guys been to Toronto before?
No.
First time. Welcome.
Thank you.
So much fun. Oh my gosh, there's such a buzz in the air when the film festival is going on.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Okay, so everybody, welcome. My name is Julie from Screenfish, and we have Matt Nabel and Stephen McCallum here from 1%. Thank you guys so much for sitting down with me today.
Pleasure.
Before we talk about the film, I'd love to hear a little bit more about you guys, how your passion for film was sparked, any films that were influential or inspiring for you guys?
Yeah, like, I mean, this does point to the film, actually. I mean, I remember sneaking into A Clockwork Orange and Romper Stomper and Natural Born Killers Triple. And those films really had a massive effect when I was 14. And, you know, that pretty much was some of my influence when directing 1%, you know, trying to bring that sort of feeling state, taking people into a world they're not comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
But that all came from Maddie's script.
Yeah, absolutely. What about you?
Look, I grew up watching cinema and having wonderful moments, you know, memories that forged memories of going to the movies. So, and as a storyteller, you know, I've always loved that medium. So this, you know, specifically speaking, there was a film called Once We're Warriors that was a really mid-90s film, New Zealand film, that was a big reference of mine for this script. So, but, you know, in general, I've just loved the movies, you know,
yeah.
So, and I feel very lucky now to be a part of, being given the opportunity to actually, you know, be involved in the process of making films. So, yeah, it's a win.
Oh, absolutely. Without giving away too many spoilers,
sure.
What is your favourite scene in this film?
Favourite scene in the film? That's a tough question. I love all my children.
Yeah,
my favourite scene. I really love... I don't know why. I really love the scenes between Pato and Nuck, when the conflict between the two men, particularly in the office when they go up. I just love the rawness of both actors' performances there. From a selfish point of view, I'm really proud of that scene, you know, as directing
yes.
that scene. Yeah, there's a lot. I love when the bikes go past Abby and she's screaming with Katrina.
Yeah, that's one of my favourite scenes.
The bikes go past Katrina.
Oh, yeah.
The scenes, yeah, where Abby's... the bikes are going past her, the scene with her and Josh on the lounge.
Oh yeah, that's
a really, really beautiful
that's,
scene.
That's probably my favourite scene.
The scenes I did with Simon Kessel, you know, as an actor, probably never felt more present in a situation than I was with her during those scenes. I think there was so much at stake, there was so much going on, so you know, she gave you know, as much as I did back, so you know, when I look back at them, I'm very, very proud of that work.
Amazing. What was your intention in writing this story? What were you trying to say?
Oh, look, there's no judgment in this film. You know, like, I've just put people in a situation. Look, what I was trying to do was, you know, inevitably get it to a point where people, as an audience, watch it and they come out affected.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's as much as I could sort of reach for. But I'm not trying to say anything other than beyond that people, in regardless of their environment, have the same capacities as everyone else to love and to hope and to feel desperate and loyal and be betrayed. And you know, it's a violent sort of a place, but those doesn't make them bad people.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, these people are still choosing inevitably because of love, because of a relationship, one over the other. So there was no grand message in it. It's just a story.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you write that character for yourself, or did you insert yourself afterwards?
No. Inevitably, it was I was going to play the role of Pato, but it got held up for 10 years. So
yeah.
I got too old. So I ended up playing Muck.
Too funny.
And that's fine. So yeah.
But no. I mean, you couldn't think of anybody else. I don't think anywhere playing Nuck, you know. Matt was just, you know, that character is, and he's not Matt, but like Matt's a gentleman and a, you know, one of my close friends. But the character itself, it couldn't be played by anyone else. He's an incredible actor.
And so you said your friends, but what attracted you to that script ultimately?
Well, it was just the main thing that attracted me. It just jumped off the page in terms of being strong characters set in a really violent, unforgiving world. With a really Shakespearean type of structure. I loved the female characters, the strong female characters, and I hadn't really seen that in too many crime genre films. And this is not a crime film, it's set in a crime world, but it's a real character-driven, you know, family tragedy, really. So that's what drew to me.
Absolutely. Matt, have you ever driven motorcycles before?
Yeah, I've done a couple of films where that was required. So,
yeah.
I did another biking miniseries many years ago where I played another president of a motorcycle gang. I played a Scottishman.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
He did a great Scottish accent, by the way. Like, he did a... Because that's the hardest accent to get right. And he had it... He sounded like my old man.
Did he?
Yeah, it was really good.
Had a Doom Pup. Yeah.
He had a Doom Pup pal.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Yeah, yeah. So I've ridden motorbikes on those jobs. So, but I'm not a, you know, I don't ride for leisure. You know, they actually scare me. So
I can imagine.
But
yeah.
I can get on and do what I need to do on camera. Yeah.
That's awesome. You have shared in the past that you had a military upbringing, and I'm just wondering if that sort of influenced your work ethic and how you sort of implement that in the way that you work.
Look, the military aspect of my upbringing was, you know, my father's in the army for 20 years, so I was an army kid until around the age of 14, so he was a very disciplined man.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly wasn't cut out for the army. I had a huge problem with people telling me what to do, so my father steered me away from the army. But as far as...
But takes direction really well, which is a weird...
Yeah, I think it helps. I mean... Discipline-wise, as far as writing is concerned, I'm very disciplined. And so when I do start something, then I'll finish it. And that was something my father, I think, probably instilled in me.
Yeah.
More as I got older than when I was younger. But but also having seen my father, because he was a leader of men and he was a disciplinarian within the structure of the army, then that certainly helped build a character with Nuck when he needed to be authoritative. You know, I've seen that from my father, so he can be quite nuckish at different stages. So that certainly helped, and that's from a military standpoint, I would imagine.
For sure. Stephen, I'd love to chat with you about the camera work in this film,
mm-hmm.
because the camera is not always steady.
Mm-hmm.
Which I kind of appreciated because it sort of spoke to the craziness that was going on in the film at the time. And sometimes you'll pan away from the more violent sections of the film. And I'm just wondering what your intentions were with the camera work.
The camera work, the aesthetic of the film is completely actor-driven. So in terms of we rehearse the space, work out the scene, and then the camera captures it like a documentary. And
got it.
So we're motivated by whatever we're... seeing on in front of us, so it's reacting like a person in the room. So the camera's like a ghost in there, and so that's a style that brings an authenticity and a realism to the world. And then lighting with natural light, like I just love finding beauty in the everyday. So trying to make it, it's a harsh world, but also trying to make it beautiful and reactive.
That's amazing. Thank you. Your character, Nuck, is a very angry and abrasive kind of person. And I'm wondering how you had to prepare to get into that mindset.
Oh, look, that wasn't... that was difficult. You know,
yeah.
I'm not that person, so... that's what it took us. I guess what you do is, you know, set yourself up every morning and realise where you're going and what you're doing. And so you just get your head around it that way and then... You know, it takes a lot of energy, particularly if it's not, you know, I'm not that person, so it's not within you innately. I mean, there's parts of Nuck that are me, most definitely. You know, I think that's with every character you try and find, there's some part of you that carries through.
Yeah.
It was just, you know, signing on for it, knowing that it was going to be difficult and hard and it was going to take a lot of energy. Beyond that, there's not much else I can do. You just commit to it and know that that's... It's going to hurt, you know, in some way emotionally, and then get it done. And then, you know, I was very lucky to have cast around me that were, you know, really, really supportive, but also Stevie, who, you know, allowed me that space, you know, that he wasn't on the back. You know, as soon as he knew that I was where I needed to be, then there was direction, yes, but it was... He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's in that space now, and he doesn't need to be poked either way. So I was allowed, you know, to to stew in that if I needed to. So that,
yeah,
that was
absolutely.
Stevie read that very, very well. And if I needed a push or a prod, he did it in a way that made it easy for me to stay where I needed to be.
Yeah.
Which is the trick, you know, like coming out of that.
Yeah.
To get back, if I'm pulled out of that and then having to come back into it,
right,
it's very difficult.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you just, different actors respond different ways, and with Matt, obviously knows the character inside out, and most of my direction team was generally just through looking at him, and he knew straight away. We barely said anything to him, he just knew. Or I'd say, the way I'd say, we need one more, Matt, he'd know what he needed to do.
That's fair.
Or just ask for another option, that was about it. Whereas other actors, you know, you really want to talk things through and things like that. It just depends, yeah.
Yeah, that sort of speaks to my next question, which was, although Nuck was a very angry and violent person, you can see that he's obviously been changed by going to jail and is struggling with his sexuality. And so having to play such a violent and angry person, yet incorporate that struggle of this sort of emotional roller coaster that he's probably going through.
I mean, that was really difficult to get because, men of that ilk, you know, that's... I'm sure that there are lots of people men who struggle with that, and it manifests itself in a very violent sort of a manner. And it was difficult to play that and to know where to pitch it as either overtly violent or really his real desire and his internal struggle. So it was tough. I mean, I was in Stevie's hands for that, so
yeah.
You know, but difficult to get your head around. Yeah, I mean, there were some harrowing scenes that I had to involve myself in that took its toll. But like I said, I was in Stevie's hands for those things, and I just trusted him. And, I don't think we got it right. Like,
you
understand he's struggling there. I mean,
yes.
Loves his wife, but can't commit to her. It's different.
I mean, I think that's like, for me, with Nuck, I could understand his temper and his violence and manifest from the struggle, internal struggle he's going on from. He's like, he's in prison, he's fucking men, which is a new thing for him, or he's struggling with having a wife and, you know, being a president of a bikie club. And, and then also having the added pressure of having to compete with Paddock for regaining control of his club. So, it's
I really appreciated more than one character had sort of many different aspects, and they were played very, very well. Another one, which was Josh, who played Skink, he has a developmental delay in the film, and I loved the way that he played him, and I was very, I could pull all those emotions from him. I'm just wondering how you wanted to incorporate someone with a developmental disability into the film.
How we wanted to...
What was your intention in terms of incorporating that aspect?
I mean, Matty obviously wrote the character, but I loved that Paddo was taking care of his older brother, who's just a little bit slower than everyone else. And I've met guys that are just like him and, that have grown up in tough families. And, he's probably done too many drugs, been hit by his old man a fair too many times around the head. And I loved the fact that the bond between the two brothers.
Absolutely.
And then, trying not to overpitch that performance. Josh did a really beautiful performance.
It was fantastic. Yeah. From the first scene.
Yeah.
From the first scene I was in. So this is a really heavy movie, but tell me, what was your funnest moment on set while you were filming?
Well, I don't know if there were too many fun moments, but we certainly had a great time on the weekends. we really did look after each other, and, when you're involved in something that is, as hardcore as this is, then you develop very, very strong bonds quickly, because everyone's got to be trusted and respectful. So we all fell in love with each other, which is wonderful. It's lovely to be back here in Toronto with everyone again. So we haven't seen each other for a long time. It's great. Look, and it's meant to be a hard film, it demands a lot of the audience, and some people don't want to be in there, and that's fine. But for those who do invest in it, then our goal was always to make something that is effective.
Absolutely. So what other types of stories are you interested in writing?
Not one of them again.
It was a bit hard, eh?
Yeah.
Look, I'm always writing, whether it's a novel or a screenplay. I've always got something on the run, so it depends on what is piquing my interest at that time.
That's
so
fair.
at the moment, back into a novel, and that's a really nice place for me to be emotionally and mentally. I'll get back into a screenplay, some work I've got to do on a couple of them. So I don't know. I think, you know, you live life and things affect you. Something, you look at something and you go, okay, that's interesting. I wonder what the story is behind that. And that's how it sort of starts, I think. So.
Yeah, fantastic.
I'm always very open to everything. Yeah. I mean, I've told lots of different stories. I mean, that's a very violent one, you know, confronting sort of a story, and I've written things very, very differently. So. As long as I'm living life, there'll always be some story to tell.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And then, Stephen, what do you think your dream directing job would be? What kind of project are you most drawn to?
Well, I'm just drawn to really strong character-driven genre films, but character-driven films as well. I mean, like something like Sicario would be.
Ooh.
I love Denis Villeneuve's films. Just anything that has a heartbeat that I can bring to life with my own voice.
What did you think of the female characters, Steve?
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
I loved how Abby's character was almost like the brains of the operation. She was in the background sort of encouraging Ryan's character to do what he needed to do in the gang, and I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
so you like the film?
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
That's terrific.
Yeah, the characters were phenomenal. Yeah, and like I was mentioning before, they all have so many different elements, you know what I mean? They're not one-dimensional, so that was great.
No, there's a lot of stake. I mean, they're the things I think, you know, I'm most proud of, are the female characters. I think it's terribly underplayed in Hollywood at the moment, you know, getting strong characters, and inevitably after this, the two strongest characters in this film are the women.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They rise to the top. Like,
they're the backbones of the men almost.
Absolutely. Someone makes a decision to walk away from him and say, I'm taking the blame. You know, that's a huge decision because she loves this man so desperately.
Yes.
And then Abby's character says, I'm taking everything.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be yours, it's going to be mine.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of that because they are strong and they, you know.
Oh, they play that phenomenally.
Yeah.
And I love that the females are like, against each other as well, you know, that, mm-hmm. that competitive, you know, violence, and they're just as badass as the men. They're more badass than the men, you know. They're awesome characters. Matt did a fucking great job writing those characters.
Yeah. And we got wonderful actresses for them.
Oh my gosh. Absolutely. Guys, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Really
great to meet you.
To meet you.
Thank you.
Enjoyed the film, love. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Enjoyed the film.